Let's pray. Father, Lord, just as we just sang, God, we can't comprehend how beautiful you are, Lord. You're so good to us, God. God, we just praise you today, God, for your character, Lord, just for being such a loving God, a forgiving God, just holy. You're so holy, God. Lord, today I just want to thank you for just the work that these students have done, Lord, to advance your kingdom, God. I mean, whether that through camps like Come Closer, where we just get to go and just love on kids in the inner city who may not have that love all the time and just show them you, God, and show them your love. Or maybe that looks like inviting a friend to come to broadcast and maybe them hearing the gospel for the first time or even reaching out to someone who's already in broadcast, Lord. I just thank you for the work that you've been doing in them and that you will continue to do for your kingdom, God. Lord, I just praise you for being the great provider you are, God. I mean, both physically and spiritually, Lord, you're constantly meeting all of our needs. I know that's in my life, in the life of these students, in the life of everyone in this church, God. You're always, always providing for us, Lord, and we praise you for that. God, I just pray that you'll just continue to guide us down the path, Lord, that you have set out for us. That you'll just make that so clear to us that we'll just walk in faith, Lord, and know that it's what you want. And Lord, as we know, whenever we try to do anything for your will, God, I mean, Satan will try to stop us. And Lord, so protect us from him. Protect us from anything he'll throw it our way, God. Lord, thank you for your son. Thank you for sending him to die on a cross so that we can be forgiven, God. It's nothing we can do to earn that. It's all him. Lord, thank you for the cross. God, I just thank you so much for who you are, all that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, whether we're on the top of a mountain, Lord, or just in the deepest part of a valley, we will never stop praising you, Lord, because you are so good, Lord. You're so holy. God, we love you so much. And it's all these things that we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all can have a seat. So things are a little different today, as Pastor Richard explained. Today we wanted to celebrate our students and what the Lord's doing through a movement here at Hope Point we call Broadcast Student Movement. He's been doing some incredible things in our lives and the lives of our young people, and we just wanted to share that with you so we could celebrate together, because that's what family does, right? We get together for Christmas. We just celebrated 4th of July. We come together for Thanksgiving, and really just times I get to eat. That's my glory right there. But we just celebrate, and we want to celebrate because we're all family here. And so that was Kyle Hill. One of my summer interns was a student here at Hope Point. He's a rising sophomore at the Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. So very exciting. He started off at USC, got right with Jesus, transferred. So all's good with the Lord. And then I don't know if you noticed, just red. We've got a lot of students. Apparently today is Go to the Beach Day. So a lot of students are at the beach, and I think a lot of you are at the beach that aren't here today, maybe watching online, but we've got a lot of students still here with us. So we're rocking this this shirt, I Love My City. So we love our city. We're really passionate about our city. We love our city, and we just want everyone to know that. So this is our shirt from Come Closer Student Mission Camp this summer, and pretty excited, and we just wanted to come together and celebrate with you. So if you would, stand back up with me real quick, and let's burn some calories together as we stand and just read the Word of God. It's going to be up on the screen, and I'll read it with us. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 11 says this. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and he withers. and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. But if you abide in me and my words in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. So abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. You can have a seat. So that's a huge word for a lot of us. That passage about I am the vine and you are the branches. And for us at Broadcast, that's been our heartbeat for the last good while here. It's been this idea that apart from Jesus, apart from the vine, apart from the Father, we have nothing. We've got no good to give, no good to speak. Right now, in the lives of our young people, they live in a world just like yours, but I want to say slightly accelerated in this idea of postmodernism. They live in a world where there is no relative truth, or there is no absolute truth. There's only relative truth. And so for them, it's, well, if you think this, then that must be true, or if you believe that, this must be true. And for us, we want to believe, we have to believe that this word is mighty enough, strong enough, sharp enough, and able enough to hold everything together. That in Jesus, all things are held together. We have to believe that the vine is the absolute truth. And in the vine, we can be sustained. And in the vine, we can reproduce more fruit in the world. But apart from the vine, no matter what we believe or no matter what our truth may say it is, there's nothing. There's nothing for us. And so that's why for us, we've wrapped our heart around this vision that it's our desire at Broadcast to raise up a generation of students who find their satisfaction in applauding God, their identity in Christ's love, and their ambition in reflecting the glorious image of God. Not in a boy or a girl, not their identity in a type of a look or a sport, not their identity in music that they listen to, not their identity in movies that they watch, not their identity in whatever culture says is in right now, but in their Father, in Jesus. That as they look in the mirror, they see this reflection reflecting back in them of Jesus, the one that is their vine, the one that the Father is using to pour nutrients into them to sustain them and keep them. And so for us, this has been our heartbeat. And you hear a lot of the same language of Hope Point Church here, right? And it's our desire to raise up a generation of students to find their satisfaction in applauding. We want to applaud God because he is the only thing worth applauding. In the lives of our young people right now, there's a lot of things that they're applauding. In the schools, Dorman High, Spartan High, Burns, at Oak Brook, all across this city, there are so many things that we think deserve our applause. And unfortunately, we as the adults, we typically lead this charge in many ways. We tell them what's okay to give your applause to. And so at Broadcast, we want to be reminded that the only one worthy of our applause is Jesus, our Father, who is the vine. And so the way we do this, these are words and they're awesome, but the way we feel that the Lord has called us to do this is by this. We feel that it is our duty to broadcast the gospel by making disciples that make disciples. Because the reality is this, the world will not hear the name of Jesus unless we go and speak the name of Jesus. And so for us, all these people in red, they're wearing red because they went and they spoke the name of Jesus. And the charge wasn't just for a week, it was to continue by picking up this torch and running in this race like Paul talks about, this endurance that continues as we wring out the last drop of our salvation. These students have grabbed hold of this idea of making disciples that make disciples. So this is not what it is for us. It's not, let me tell you about Jesus, and then that's it. That's not making disciples that make disciples. That maybe is making a disciple. For us, the objective, the goal is to, within our young people, instill this tool, instill this resource that gives them the, one, the boldness through Jesus and through the Father of the vine, and two, the know-how to become a disciple and then to go out and make a disciple, and in so doing, teach that person how to then go out and make disciples, and that person to make disciples, until we have disciples filling every school in the city of Spartanburg, people who are plugged in to the vine. Because we've come to this conclusion that a branch not connected to a tree is dead, right? Have you ever seen a branch just laying on the ground? It looks a lot different than the branches hanging on the tree. There's no fruit. There's no leaves. There's no life. It's dead. And unfortunately, in our schools and in many of our relationship circles, the branches are just laying on the ground. And so what breaks our heart, what we call our holy discontent, is that we root into the Father and we just drink in his nutrients through the Holy Spirit. And in him, we find this ability and this passion, this newfound passion to multiply disciples in a city that seems to have forgotten the name of Jesus. And we want to do that through our young people. And so for us, it's all balanced around this threefold lifestyle. Because again, it's easy to give a vision. It's easy to say, yeah, we want to make disciples. But how do we do that? Well, if you look at our calendar and broadcast that's coming out here in a couple weeks, you're going to see that there is no trip, no ski trip, no camp, no Sunday night worship, no teaching, no community group that does not find itself rooted in and centered upon this three-dimensional lifestyle approach. Because for us, this is the way we see that Jesus lived. He was always looking up to his Father. I mean, you can see even before he was arrested in the garden, he was on his knees and he was praying to the Father, Lord, if there's a way, take this cup from me. He was always looking up to the Father. And in fact, we remember Jesus saying, you don't see me do anything that I haven't already seen the Father do. And so look at me and you're going to see the Father because we are one. This sends a family, right? And so for us, everything we do, we've got to find this balance of looking up to the Father. And at camp, at Come Closer, our entire topic, our entire approach, it was entitled DNA. And DNA was all rooted in this. It was, how do I find my DNA? How do I find myself? And so you'll see it. There's nothing that we miss from this. So it was the first question of the first night was, who am I in the Father? Look up. Who am I in him, right? And the second day was this in, this community, this family. It's who am I in his family. And the third day was, who am I in his kingdom? Because as we look up to the Father in everything we do, then we pull in into community and family, just like Jesus did with the disciples that became his brothers, became his family. And then together as a family on mission, we form this army to go out as one together with the other, to be obedient, to speak the name of Jesus in the city, to bring light into the darkness, to go out. So we asked our students, who am I in the Father? Who am I in his family? And who am I in his kingdom? And so everything we do, it's all wrapped around this. That's why on Sunday nights we have community groups. Our family groups, our community groups are all about, that's the in. That's how we come together. Sunday night is a big in for us. But then also every Sunday night we have teaching. And we have worship through music. And our students, you heard Priscilla and Cassidy, but we got Jonathan Bell, who rocks out on the cajon, the drum box. We got Joshua Bell, who plays the electric guitar. We got Robert Brantley, rocks out on the trumpet. He's the man. And then we have, every now and then we get a violin, or we get acoustic guitars, Olivia and Jackson, and there's so many students. I'm not naming them all. And then we've got students who serve, who run sound. They do it all. I mean, they run the whole show. This is their youth ministry. And what's beautiful for them is they see that on Sunday nights we come in together, and then we look up together to the Father. And then through things like Come Closer, and on our calendar, we're building in some more opportunities for this in each quarter, to where we can look at this approach. Okay, we're growing in and we're growing up, but now we can go out. And Come Closer is a big launch pad for that for us, the Come Closer student mission camp, where we go out to make disciples. And so this summer, at Come Closer student mission camp, our students stayed at Spartanburg Methodist College. They ate some really wonderful cafeteria food. They hated it. You guys look forward to college. It's going to be good. I'm just saying, there's a salad bar, and it's all you can eat. That's all I need. Like, if anybody wants to buy me a gift card, Golden Corral is the way to go. They got yeast rolls, I can get wings, I can go back a million times, and nobody's watching, right? Because everybody's as fat as I am in there, and it's okay, right? So I'm just saying, and that's what they lived. They hated it. But it wasn't about the food. It was about going out. And so they went to a few different locations. They went to Collins Park. That was a new place for us this summer. They went to Norris Ridge. They went to Prince Hall, and they went to Victoria Gardens. So four different apartment complexes, and these are low-income apartment complexes. These are more government or state-run apartment complexes, and this was their objective. Go love on this next generation. Go tell this kid, go tell these kids about Jesus. And they did some crazy stuff from slip and slides to singing wonder. We sang the B-I-B-L-E every day. Yes, that is the book for me. Did you know there's a second verse to that, by the way? I didn't. I'll sing it if you want. No good? Okay, we'll move on. So we sang B-I-B-L-E to these kids, and we shared the gospel to these kids, and we told them about people like Moses or Abraham or Ruth, and we told them these people of Scripture, and the whole objective of the week for these little kids was for them to see the Bible, this book, as absolute truth. That in their neighborhoods, and as their moms or their dads tell them otherwise, as they see things in the world around them all screaming otherwise, that this is the only truth. And every day they learned a new truth about it. And it was beautiful. That it was God-inspired, that man wrote it, inspired by God, that it's truth and that it's weighty. These little kids, like 3-year-old to like 13-year-old, heard the gospel because your students went out and told them about it. And then we also went to a camp fairly recently called Student Life Camp. And that for us is more about the up and the in and looking up to the Father and just worshiping. And so what I'm going to do in just a second is I'm going to get some of our students, 3 of them, to come up in just a minute. And they're going to share their testimony from Come Closer Student Camp, from Sunday night worship and community groups, and from Student Life Camp. Before I do that, I want to show just a little video. This is a highlight video that Hannah Marie Wayne, she's awesome. She's not here today, but you want to tell her how great she did. She put this video together. We showed it the last night of camp as our wrap-up.
You have brought me back with the rain.
So that's awesome. That's a little highlight of what they did at Come Closer Student Mission Camp this summer. My favorite is the slow-mo strut down the slip and slide, try not to die. That was awesome. That's kind of how I envision I'm going to walk in about 10 years. I'm just going to do that forever. I think that's awesome. All right, Cassidy, Jonathan, Christina, if y'all want to come on up and occupy these chairs. I feel lonely up here, so come on up. So the way we want to do this, we just want to let them tell you their story, a little bit about what God is doing in their life, has been doing in their life, and how broadcast has been a part of their growth in the Lord, how they've seen it as a family, but then a little bit about these camps too. So Christina, you want to start us off? Christina, you're going to tell us mostly about the up, about how at broadcast we're looking up to the Father and applauding Him and looking to Him. So tell me a little bit about where you served at kids camp.
I served at Collins Park.
Okay.
And that was really fun.
It was fun.
It was hot and we had a slip and slide.
So. Yeah, Collins Park was the only one that did not have an indoor facility, right?
Yes.
Yes, and it was hot. And so Mitch Dawes brought in this slip and slide and it was epic.
Yes.
That thing was awesome. I think he gave somebody like $5 and said, "Can I use your water for the week?" And they're like, "Sure, $5. All right, so tell me a little bit now about some of the emotions that ran through your mind, through your heart, as you were spending time at these kids' camps with these little kids.
Well, when I was hanging out with the kids, I wanted to fix all their problems, and I knew I couldn't do that, but I wanted to get them out of those situations.
Yeah, so you saw some brokenness and some hurt. And wanted to come in and fix it. But you had an encounter with the Lord throughout the week in worship. Every night we had teaching and worship singing and you had an encounter through the week. Tell me a little bit about how God kind of shaped this desire to fix things in your heart.
Well, when the speaker was talking about like you can't fix everything, I realized that God's the only one that can fix things. Like we can help, but we can't fix the problems. But we can be there for them. We just can't fix them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And is this just an external thing with these kids, or is this something the Lord was kind of showing you about yourself too?
Showing about myself.
Yeah.
Because I want to fix everything, and I want to fix my problems on my own, and I want to fix other people's problems.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so I mean, that right there, first of all, I am the vine and you are the branches. That's huge, right? My identity is in Him, and there, no matter what things come up in my life, what failures, no matter what situations of brokenness I walk into, Jesus is the only one that can sustain and fix these things, right?
Right.
That's so awesome. We were talking a little bit about her heart and these things, and I was just like, well, that'll preach. I'm just going to just let you go. And because the Lord gave her such an awesome story is that I have failures, but Jesus is sufficient. I mean, that's pretty much what she said. How awesome is that? And that these kids, it's not that you don't want to fix it anymore. It's that you know that without the vine, you can't, right?
Right?
That's what you were telling me. That's so awesome, Christina. So tell me a little bit now about, you're one of our newbies to broadcast.
Yes.
And we are so glad you're here. And so tell me a little bit about Sunday night youth group at broadcast and how that's impacted you a little.
Well, when I first came, everybody was like so welcoming and they didn't have cliques. And I just felt like I could just go up and talk to people and they wouldn't not talk to me.
Yeah.
And
tell me about what type of people you're hanging out with now.
Girls.
She said, "I don't like girls. I don't like to hang out with girls very much. And so, but now I like these girls. They're fun." And I laughed for a while. That was awesome. So I love it. I mean, just so there's a little bit of the up. It's you're looking to the Father and you're seeing who you are when you see Him, right? And then when you come to broadcast, I mean, it does my heart well. Like when you were sharing that. With me last night, we were recapping and just saying how I felt the sense of family. I felt welcome. There weren't cliques because I hate cliques. I think like in high school, I've told a few people this, but I made every effort to be like a redneck, band guy, jock, you know, cool loser, weird hair. You know, I try to fit in every angle just because, I mean, I learned some new language. It was fun, like just new dialect. It was great. I grew up near the Gullah culture. So I was like, oh, Shane Bai. Like, I talk like that, and they love it when you have hair like mine. So that's cool. All right, so I love it that Hope Point does that, that we're welcoming to you. So, all right, Cassidy, tell me a little bit about In, about the end. So start with talking a little bit about student life and Come Closer.
Okay, well, this year at Student Life, I didn't really have a big, huge expectation for God to do something. But really, I was just thankful for the time that I was able to spend with some of the younger kids. I'm a senior and I'm going off to college in the fall. So it was really cool with communion, taking communion together and taking it so seriously. Righting wrongs with each other, because that's so important. People literally died because they didn't take communion the correct way. So I think all of us were just honest with each other, and especially with my younger girls, just talking about things that are considered taboo by our culture, but really being honest about our sin problems with each other and creating accountability.
Love it. I love it. So, and tell me a little bit about like the bigness of that up factor and how that pulled you guys in community with worship and some of those things at Student Life.
I think at Student Life, worship was definitely one of my favorite parts, specifically because music is really how I connect with the Father best. Of course, reading His Word and doing devotion, spending time, but music is just so special to me and to so many other people. So it was cool to have that time with Him, but it also to look out, to open my eyes and see that there were hundreds of people worshiping the same God, and how much power there was in that, and that it's going to be like that in heaven. It was just really exciting to have that community.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that when Cassidy said that this, she was telling me, I mean, I just felt like this is what it's going to be like in heaven. There was white, black, Asian, Hispanic. There were guys, girls. There were old and young. Like this is what heaven's going to be like, this worshiping Jesus all together as one big family and loud, you know, loud. And I loved that. That resonated with my heart, you know, that concept, because that, you know, again, for us, I mean, this idea is you know, in Jesus, when He prayed and He looked up to the Father, one of the things He said is let Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, and bring Your kingdom here. Let Your kingdom come. And I think it's cool. Every now and again in these little moments, we get glimpses of what heaven will look like. His kingdom breaks through and it's like a veil maybe just opens for a second and we can just kind of see, yeah, it's going to be like a million times bigger than this. And that's, it's so cool. So I love that. And tell me, so Cassidy, tell me a little bit about Sunday Night Youth Group at Broadcast, through community groups and through worship. How that's kind of pulled you in into community and into family.
Well, I first came here in eighth grade, and I had a really terrible experience just with a body that was not welcoming. And so just coming here and having these people be totally open and totally honest with me and just welcoming me in. But Sunday nights, it's so great to have that fellowship and being able to discuss God's word and not be afraid, oh, am I going to say something wrong? Am I going to mess this up? But it's just so important to be hooked in, because over 50% of the youth when they graduate high school are never going to go back to church again. So it's really necessary for accountability. It's for protection from culture's philosophies, from culture indoctrinating us with things that just aren't true. So,
yeah. And by the way, for those community groups to happen, we have some incredible community group leaders and adults who serve with our youth ministry. Incredible. And there's no way Broadcast happens without them. We've got people who help just without ever wanting applause. They help with setting up and tearing down. They help with running sound. They help with getting Bible study and community group time ready. They help with camps and chaperoning and all those things. And we always need more help, and we need more people. And so that's awesome, because these women at Hope Point have spoken into Cassidy, and that's awesome. And I love that she's been able to be a part of my wife's life, you know, since we've been here, and how cool that relationship is. And so that's awesome. I love it. All right, Jonathan, round us out. So we've looked up, we've pulled in into family, and now we want to talk about this idea of going out in obedience, going out on mission as a family on mission. So tell me a little bit about that through the lens of Come Closer Student Mission Camp.
Okay, something that Come Closer has definitely taught me, it's I'm going to start with this verse. It's Luke 24, 46 and 47. Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." What Come Closer taught me is that there's really missions everywhere, and that not taking away from international missions, but you don't necessarily have to go to China or South Africa, or even I just got back from a mission trip from Kentucky, and you don't have to go there, you know, to serve the Lord. We've got problems in our backyard that need to be fixed, and we have so many issues that just, you know, we need to speak into that life. So what Come Closer taught me is that there's missions everywhere. There's missions in my school. There's missions, you know, with my family. There's missions at my work. There's missions everywhere, and we can't just be blind just because, you know, it's right in front of us.
Yeah, so that's huge. So these are high school students that are sharing these deep truths. I mean, that's really cool, right? And it's because they're finding themselves rooted in the vine, and the Father is the one who's speaking this into them. When Jesus asked Peter and the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter responded, Jesus said, "Well, surely my Father is the one who told you that," you know, and that's cool, right? Like, they're seeing themselves in him and seeing his stuff. So, I mean, you know, Jonathan was telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, he's passionate about it. Yeah, you know, that's awesome. Like, we should go overseas and we should go to all these places, but it says start in Jerusalem, and Spartanburg is our Jerusalem, and I love that. We've got an incredibly large unchurched population in this city, I mean, there are so many churches here in this city, yet there are so many people who have never heard the name of Jesus. It blows my mind, right? And here we have a mission field in our schools, like Jonathan said, and in our own backyard. And not only that, but what my wife and I have been challenged with and what we've been challenging our adult leaders in the youth group and our students with is your neighborhood is your mission field too. Like my neighbor, we've made a huge effort to let him see Jesus in us. We're pretty sure he's not a believer. And so we've had, I mean, he had to work he slept like, I think he said, 4 hours a night. This happened for about 2 months. 4 hours a night. He was working two jobs, going ragged, and his grass was getting tall. And I knew he loved to keep his grass short. So I did what I can do. We cut his grass. My little daughter, 2 years old, was holding the dog while my wife swept the back patio. And he came home and his wife said, "Somebody cut the grass." And he said, "Jeremy." I mean, he knew. And for me, that made my heart do a backflip. Because this idea of being a family on mission in our own city, in our own neighborhood, this is what we're all about. And our students get that. And that makes my heart glad. So Jonathan, just kind of finish this out. Tell us a little bit about another ministry that you're involved with. And this is a way some of our students are starting to get involved, a way you and your family have been involved. Tell us about Together We Stand.
All right. Well, Together We Stand was started by my older brother, Chase, about 3 years ago. I was a freshman, or going into my freshman year when he started it. And honestly, it actually started as kind of like a place to where teens can go and, you know, bring together as a church where we can study the Bible together. And it was supposed to be based off of the New Testament church. Well, with that, we decided that we needed to move out and do missions because that's what the New Testament church were doing. They were providing for the needs of their city. So through that, we ended up establishing some connections in neighborhoods by Howard Street, by Cleveland Elementary School. And there, we've just built great, great relationships. We've been there for 3 years. Like, everybody knows my mom's Suburban, you know, when we roll in, and just everybody, like, just automatically rushes to the cars. It's really a great thing to get plugged into if you're really looking to do just, you know, local missions or inner city missions. It's awesome. And we really, really could use some more manpower. We really do need some more volunteers. And another need that is big is we need donations from like food. So if y'all could help, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and so Carrie Bell, I told him, give a little spill, tell them how you need them. And Carrie Bell is one of our staff members at Hope Point, and she'll probably hang around in the back there because she needs more Camp Hope people. And your money. Open up your wallets. Give Camp Hope money. Send some of these kids to camp. They need to hear Jesus. There it is. I just gave it flat out. But she's going to be back there. If you're interested in something like Together We Stand, and you're saying with your family, we want a way that our family can serve together. Well, just about every Sunday afternoon between morning worship and youth group, they're at Victoria Gardens serving the name of Jesus and loving these little kids to life in the name of Jesus. Come Closer Kids Camp at The Journey. We have so many of our students and our families that are a part of that. That's the first and third Wednesday of every month at The Journey Church. Be a part of that. Take not just yourself, but say, you know what? We're going to try something different. We want to be a family on mission even in our own home. So I'm going to take my son and my daughter, and we're going to go do this together. What a more incredible way for your son and your daughter to see Jesus and discipleship, making disciples that make disciples, not through me, but through you. What an awesome approach to ministry if they saw it and their dad and their mom serving it Together We Stand at Victoria Gardens or the Journey Kids Camp or so many other opportunities. English is a second language here at Hope Point through English Crossing or through so many different ministries, or being a part of the youth group, or these things. So we just want to encourage and invite you to be a part of what we're doing. And so I want to, while these students kind of make their way back to their seat, I want to applaud not myself, because listen, this is all I do. I do what Jesus spoke to me to do. And what I saw, I heard the Father say to do, and I just try to look and see the wake of where the Father's moving, and my wife and I, we try to chase after that. But I want to applaud what God's doing in the life of these young people, in the life of our students, in your homes, in your families. And I hope, maybe not in every case, but that you're starting to see change in the lives of your sons and your daughters. So let's just applaud what God's doing. Let's get really loud. Y'all can have a seat. So that is exciting. It's exciting to see what God's doing. Can you put that slide back up one more time? And so my challenge is this. We want to broadcast the gospel by making disciples that make disciples. And we want to do that because we want to see ourselves, as Jesus said, so rooted in the vine that nothing else matters, because we realize that whether we plug in here or we plug in there, nothing will sustain me. I've told the students, to me it's kind of like this. I'm an Apple geek. So a Mac geek, so it's kind of like this. It's like, I'd rather be an iMac for Jesus than a MacBook Pro, right? Because a MacBook Pro can run on its own juice for a while. But if you unplug the iMac from the wall, it's deader than a doornail, right? I don't really know how doornails have signs of life, but it's deader than a doornail, right? And so for us, for you, I want to encourage you, find Jesus that worthy. Find the Word, that absolute and truth. Find the Father so beautiful that when maybe like Jesus at his baptism, the skies tore open, and the Father looked down as the Spirit descended on him like a dove, and Jesus heard the Father say, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." And so even though this was a time to highlight the students, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. One, where in your life do you need to see the skies tear open and hear the Father as the Spirit descends on you in power and in truth? Hear the Father say, "This is my daughter. This is my Son, and I'm proud of you, and I love you. And there's nothing else in this world or no one else in this world that could love you the way that I do. So plug into me." And where in your life, the challenge is, where in your life, where in your home can you orient to this three-dimensional lifestyle to where you're looking up to the Father, you're moving into community and family, and as a family, you're going out in obedience on mission. Let's pray. Lord, would you be the truth that we seek? Would you be the hope that we need? Would you be the joy that so many of us lack? Would you speak into our hearts peace, like peace that surpasses all other understanding? And Lord, I pray that this morning, those of us that feel alone would hear the Father say, "This is my Son and daughter, and I'm proud of you. I love you." Those of us who feel abandoned would look around when we say amen and see that there is a family, a body, a church of Christ that loves them so dearly. Lord, I pray that you challenge us, that we don't sit well within our spirit. We feel uneasy until we come together and form a family that the enemy cannot destroy, because the Word says that not even the gates of hell will prevail against your church. And in that, Lord, as we find boldness and courage and finding ourselves in the Father and finding ourselves and in the family of Jesus, Lord, send us out. I love this church because you do send us out. We go to the ends of the earth here at Hope Point. Praise God for these people who've heard your call and gone. But Lord, don't let it stop. Would you rise up more finances? Would you rise up more people? And would you burden our hearts to no longer go alone, but to go as a family on mission to see the light prevail in the darkness? In the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen.